1, 2, 3. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio. It's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, I'm living well.
Yeah, me too. I was living well until my wife, she's 41, and I think her hormones are going wild, and I like try to talk to her, and she's snapping at me. Like the other day, I was doing the dishes, I did everything. I was, you know, and I was trying to help her take care of some of her stuff for her, and she was getting all snippety at me, and then she gets around her period, you know, it doesn't seem to be as bad, but it's still pretty bad, you know. It's kind of hard to deal with.
And those hormones, or is that called being married?
That bladder flush, and I was wondering what the apple juice and I forget what you said, but was that a fast when you did the bladder flush? Or
it's not a bladder flush. It really helps clean out the digestive tracts. More of like yeast, that sort of thing can clear it out. Yeah, I mean that can cause irritability. If you have an overgrowth of yeast in the digestive tract, that's a possibility. But it might be hormone-related. Does it happen right around her period or away from her period?
Yeah, it seems like it's right when, it's like a week or two. I know her period's coming because she's getting quite irritable. And it's just her size. I can't hardly explain it. But it seems like when the period's coming up, it gets worse, and then when
the period's coming,
period, it's not
it's like World
bad,
War III.
She still has some tendencies.
Yeah, a lot of times it can be hormone related. It can be progesterone, and it can be estrogen. Those levels can fluctuate. Obviously, that's what happens during that time. But it can also be dopamine levels in her brain that can be causing her to get a little grumpy, a little snappy. And dopamine is a brain chemical. It's one of our major neurochemicals or neurotransmitters. And when dopamine gets low, it's easy to get agitated. And this happens a lot with men, but it also happens with women. So when dopamine levels drop, I mean, it can cause massive irritability. It can cause, the littlest things can just make you just blow up and go over the top. So that's probably what's going on at some level with her. And so you might want to have that check. Blood test can be done. Nutritional deficiency testing can be done to see exactly what her dopamine levels are. Serum and also urine, they can do both. And you might want to just look. And a lot of foods that can increase dopamine levels, a lot of the higher protein foods like beef, chicken, yogurt is really good actually for bringing those levels up. And also dark chocolate. Dark chocolate's phenomenal. And about 75% cocoa or greater can really bring those levels to make a difference. So just a couple of things to think about as you're going along the way. Supplements that can help too with dopamine levels. Tyrosine is a big one. Phenylalanine is another one, and pyridoxal 5-phosphate, or P5P, it's a version of vitamin B6. So just a couple things to look into as you're going along the way. Keep me posted. I know it's frustrating, and she is getting into that time a little early, probably dopamine-related, too. A lot of times it's not really looked at. But, hey, real quick question. Is she taking any medicine at all, by chance?
Any medicine.
Nothing? So nothing for depression or anything?
No, nothing.
Yeah.
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
Yeah, But, you know, it seems like when the incidents take place, you know, it's her facts are even off. It's not even accurate to what the real deal is. And it's, you know, I'm just, you know, kind of like looking at her kind of funny, like thinking, geez, oh, you know, you're, this is, it's weird. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, you know, I'm thinking this, I'm doing that or whatever. And there's just like this other thing going on here that I don't know nothing about, you know, and I'm sitting there. I don't know how to deal with it, really, Doc.
I would just look into it. It's probably the dopamine levels. I'd get some blood tests done or urine tests that you go to your doctor and they can run either one. There's a really good company called Natural Care Network and they do nutritional blood analysis. Now that might be something to think about too because it can really connect the dots. And when you get down and figure out what is it? Is it the hormones? Are the highs and the lows? Is it brain chemistry? They'll be able to figure that out. And your doctor can run some traditional tests. But a lot of physicians don't really run more nutritional testing to get that figured out. It's more specialized. But just something to think about. I would definitely look into that and then come up with a game plan from there. Okay, keep me posted. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can go online, getwellradio.com. You want to shoot me an email, I'd be glad to make it part of the show. And, of course, do anything we can to answer in private if you need to, but we'd be glad to make it part of the show. And our preferred wellness providers, you've been emailing us about it. You've been talking to us about it. We have it. The network is in place, and people, it's growing. All over the country, it's growing. And we've got providers that are jumping on board, nutrition and lifestyle-based care, being able to serve you in all of those ways, along with your primary care physician. It's just amazing to watch how these folks are coming together. Jerry, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Hey, Dr. Asik, nice to talk to you.
Likewise.
I just got back from a restaurant and had some goat cheese on my sandwich, and I was telling the waitress how great goat milk and goat cheese is. I learned that from you. So
nice. You're welcome.
I'm into it now. But, I went and got my physical in early December, and I got a tetanus shot. I wasn't sure if I was due, but I think I was pretty close to due, so I went ahead and got it. And my arm's been hurting ever since. It doesn't hurt all the time, but when I move it certain ways, like when I go to put on, like, a T-shirt, or tonight when I was leaving the restaurant and I put my coat on, I got this pain in my arm right about the same place where I got the tetanus shot. And I called the doctor about it, and he said, yeah, you know, sometimes your arm will hurt for a long time afterwards, but I should have called him back. I didn't know, is it going to go away ever, or am I going to have it for the rest of my life, or what?
Yeah, it's going to go away. It will. Just sometimes after the tetanus shot, you can have some of that residual, and it can hurt for a while. So it will eventually go away, technically. I mean, it's nothing I would really be too concerned about. I'd give it a little bit more time, but I definitely wouldn't know. Now, I'm telling you this, I would definitely go back to your doctor and talk to them. I mean, those are my thoughts from my experience, but I mean, you still always want to get the final say from the one that's overseeing your care, period. Lynn in Oxford, Mississippi says, how should I be treating tendonitis? Well, tendonitis is an itis. Remember, anytime it's an itis, you've got inflammation. So inflammation, any kind of inflammatory condition, you want to eat foods that lower inflammation in the body. That's the first thing, very important. And then also, there's supplements that can also help, such as fish oil, cod liver oil, good DHA oil can be beneficial. And also, there's some anti-inflammatory products as well. White willow bark can be very helpful, which, of course, can help lower inflammation. Conjugated linoleic acid can help do this as well. And then, of course, you've got ginger root, which is phenomenal in any kind of inflammatory condition, and also golden seal, both of those, or all of those. So a couple of things to think about. But tendonitis in general, you want to help with the inside. Outside, of course, using ice.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 12, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,769.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,813.36, $906.68 for a half ounce, or $453.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,813.36, $906.68, and $453.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrats, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation.
1-800-597-8843.
Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We'll be right back.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. That's what we're all about, taking you from where you are to where you need to be, understanding that when you lose your health, you can lose everything. That's why we don't want to let you ever get there. Prevention is the key. Lifestyle choices are the key. And you can make good ones. Doesn't matter if you've messed up for a long time. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're 50 pounds overweight. You can drop the weight and you can live the life that you deserve. You just have to be willing to make changes and willing to make choices. That's the key. Andy, you're next. How can I help? Andy, you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right. How can I help?
I've experienced abdominal bloating for more years than I can remember. It has nothing to do with exterior fat. It's like I couldn't pinch half an inch on my stomach. It's just constantly, you know, slightly bloated. When I eat, I can only eat a small amount. I get full very quickly. And I'm the kind of person that sits around and, you know, tries to analyze things. So I was convinced I had no carcinoma and all this stuff. But because I had it in my predecessor's history, my grandparents and stuff had stomach cancer. But I don't think that's what it is anymore, because it's been too long. If I had that, I'd be dead probably. It's just a constant thing, you know. And I have COPD, and it makes it difficult. When I eat, I get full. I can breathe even, you know, less. So it makes it tough.
Have you changed your diet at all in the last month?
Yes, I have. Just from listening to you, I've quit eating flour and gluten, quit eating bread. I'm a chef by trade, so I've had a lot of excessive eating habits over the years, but bread was never really one of them. But I have consumed a lot of gravy and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a matter of really getting the bacterial flora right in the gut. That's really the key of what you want to shoot for. Because, like, for example, why don't you give me a typical day of you eating? Give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Now? Okay. I've started eating pretty much eggs every morning, two or three. Something I wanted to ask you is corn, cornmeal, is that a glutinous substance also?
Say that one more time.
Is cornmeal, does it create gluten? Does it have gluten in it?
Yeah, a lot of times. Well, technically no, but unless you just get a really, I would steer clear of it, because the possibility of it being contaminated with it is pretty strong.
Right, okay. So I'll eat eggs, and sometimes I'll have some sausage or something with it. I don't eat toast anymore. I drink a lot of juice. I probably am addicted to sugar. It's probably because I've drank sweet tea for 40 years, you know, and I drank a lot of it. So that's probably not a good thing. A lot of times I don't eat lunch, much of anything. And then I'll eat a dinner, but I don't eat a lot of anything. I eat meat probably every day. I probably eat beef three times a week, maybe four. I haven't heard you say much about pork, so I tend to think you probably don't think much of it. But I eat some chicken. So that's pretty much it. I mean, I eat potatoes, but not a lot anymore, because I know they're simple carbohydrates that create sugar, so that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. If you stick to our basic principles that I teach, especially that's in my anti-inflammatory diet, you know, where you're eating good lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, and then low glycemic carbohydrates, your form of fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, all your nuts except peanuts, avocados, And getting plenty of those healthy fats in on a regular basis, eggs, whole eggs, of course, organic. And if you start eating a balanced set of meals like that, and you really stay away from the grains, stay away from a lot of the cow's milk, pasteurized and homogenized dairy, you'll notice a lot of difference, especially in the gut. You'll notice bloating goes away. It's really easy to get your bacterial flora back where it needs to be by increasing probiotics. That can be really helpful. A lot of good research on that right now. So it's just about getting to the basics and cutting out a lot of the junk that we've been putting in our body for so long, and that can make a big difference just in your overall health and get things many times back where they need to be. Do you eliminate okay, bowel movements and all that okay?
They're pretty regular. No, never been any problem there. So I'm just, you know, it's just been going on so long that I've gotten where I think that, you know, it's just, I asked the doctor about it, and they just don't seem to have much of an explanation for it. So that's the,
well, it's without a doubt, you know, it's the foods that you're eating, whether or not you have food sensitivities or not. And it's also understanding, you know, whether or not you've got good bacterial flora. And the way to do that is up your probiotics and get those where they need to be and get those functioning and get your gut flora where it needs to be. And the bloating will go away. It'll take care of itself. And it's about not putting too many grains in your body, too, because that can make a huge difference just in the way that you feel. And drinking plenty of water. Of course, half your body weight in ounces of water every single day is kind of the rule of thumb. And that's what is good to stick with. Is when you get bloated like that, it just means that your body, number one, is not breaking down proteins well. Either you don't have good bacterial flora. And one other little trick that can be helpful, apple cider vinegar has always kind of been a home remedy, but it is very good at helping break proteins down. So the apple cider vinegar, you take a tablespoon of that or so. That's what usually it calls for. It depends on the brand you're using and all that. Just check with your health food store folks, and they can help you. But, yeah, a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar can help break proteins down, break and cut down a lot of the bloating, gas, and all that sort of thing. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can go online, shoot me an email, getwellradio.com. We'll make it part of the show. If you need to, or we can answer in private, just know this, that the body is pretty amazing. If it can get sick, it can also get well. So you're not stuck just because you've been given a certain diagnosis. Don't lose hope. There can always be a new prognosis. We'll be right back. Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's your show where your health is your greatest wealth. So much going on with our health every single day, and you can make changes. You just have to know how to make the changes and to have the common sense application that we give you every single day. We're going to go to Robert now. Let's talk about something. Robert, what's happening over there?
Oh, I'm doing good. I just had a few questions.
All right, let's talk about it.
Well, my problem comes from the concerned ED. And I had prostate surgery. And since then, it's been zero.
Did they tell you about the complications of prostate surgery?
Another doctor did tell me. It's been a process. Now, I thought, you know, that healing would take place after maybe a year at least. But, it's going about, about 5 years. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, just so you know, there's a pretty high probability with prostate surgery, with ED, and erectile dysfunction, it's a big complication, and that should have been discussed quite a bit because it's pretty standard. I mean, that's not maybe just 1%. It's a pretty strong percentage that that can actually happen. So, I mean, there's not, it depends on how the surgery went, what took place. When it's a very, the prostate is a very tough area, and there's a ton of nerves, capillary beds, and everything else they have to go through to get to the prostate to remove it. And many times that can lead to what you're struggling with now with erectile dysfunction. And there's, I just wish I could tell you, I mean, there are natural things you can look into, but I don't know, I can't guarantee you, you know, the outcome, by, of course, by any means. But the research says that if that happens during surgery, many times it's kind of difficult. And I don't want to just take any hope away from you, because I know it's an important issue. You can look into things such as the medications that your doctor can use. Try those, of course. Those are going to be your strongest, I guess, most potent options. But you can also look at some of the natural things that they use out there, such as tribulus, terrestris. Also, maca root is another one that's really good and can be really helpful. Zinc, of course, is a mineral you just want to keep elevated as being a guy anyway. You just want to make sure you keep those levels up. And they can drop really easy, too. Just under stress, a lot of different things can really put those at a low level. So you might want to check into that as well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Let's go to Barry. Barry, welcome.
I have a situation where I ended up with blood clots in my lung. With some testing, they found out I have factor V Leiden. I was wondering what would be the best course of action at this point to try and, number one, lose a little bit of weight. I'm probably carrying at least 75 to 100 pounds too much weight. And also try and get it squared away. I minimize the chances of blood clot. Right now I'm on warfarin.
Now, factor five is a challenge within itself, as you know. I wouldn't really change anything. If you're just asking my opinion, I mean, what your doctor has you on is pretty much standard of care, and it just is what it is. So working with that is one thing. That's a whole different animal. Let's put that in a box and set it on the shelf over here. The other issue is if you're looking at weight loss and you're wanting to get in better shape and that sort of thing, that you just follow the basics that we teach. A good anti-inflammatory diet, right? So you're eating good lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, eggs. You are getting your lean quality proteins, not eating a ton of breads and potatoes and starchy carbohydrates, especially refined processed grains. And then you're getting good healthy fats. That is the key. So your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, avocados, and such. All that's important. So your eating is really about 80% of it. The exercise and all is about 20%. So when you get your eating right, well, first you got to get your mind right. If your mind is right, everything else will fall underneath that. Then you start getting your habits right. You start working on exercise, drinking more water, getting better sleep, eating the right kind of foods. I mean, all of that plays into your lifestyle choices, and getting that right every single day can be an absolute key and critical, really, when you're dealing with something like that. But I wouldn't change anything in regards to the factor five with what your doctor has you doing, okay? Hope that helps. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You can also go online, shoot us an email there at getwellradio.com. Overly strict parents, I don't know, mine were not, but overly strict parents or controlling parents are actually raising delinquent kids. It's causing that in a new finding found in the Journal of Adolescence. They're saying that those uber strict parents who rule with a controlling iron fist while not giving their children a chance to speak their mind are more likely to raise children who are disrespectful and engage in delinquent behaviors, such as stealing, hurting others, and or substance abuse. Kids don't view them as a legitimate authority figure and are more likely to break the rules, says researcher Rick Trichner. He's a doctoral candidate at the University of New Hampshire. And they said that Trichner and colleagues analyzed data from the New Hampshire Youth Study of middle and high school age students. The students answered the three questionnaires during the 18-month period, and these are basically the three types of parenting styles. Authoritative parents who show discipline but with some warmth. Authoritative parents show lots of discipline with no warmth. And permissive parents show a lot of warmth and no discipline. So those are your different styles. And they're saying, obviously, that the more the iron fist, the more delinquent the kids, the more erratic the behavior. So it's interesting, that whole piece of the puzzle. Let's go now to, let's see, we've got Dan on the line. Hi, Dan.
And I was calling about a problem that I just got recently, probably for about a week and a half now. I've had ringing in my ears, and a lot of people have been telling me it's tinnitus. And I'd like to see if there's some kind of remedies or something that I can use to get rid of it.
Tinnitus is a bit of a challenge. A lot of people think that you can get rid of it. And right now, most physicians will tell you it's pretty much standard that if there are some things you can do. There's some supplements out there. One is manganese. And the other, that's if it's in one of the ears. The other is cutting out wheat from the diet. We know that wheat can actually, a wheat allergy, that is, can actually cause issues in the right ear and create more of a tinnitus or tinnitus type effect. Now, cutting that out, it has to be done for about 6 weeks or so before you really notice anything. But yeah, it's a challenge for sure. Now, if you've been around a lot of loud machinery, or maybe you worked in arenas or around loud music for a long period of time, that can definitely cause hearing loss. So you got to be really careful with that. I mean, I don't want you to get frustrated and think that there's definitely an answer and it can definitely be fixed. Many times, things can in our body. But with issues like this, I wouldn't be overly, I would just kind of go through the mill, look at some of the options, work through them, and just see where everything lands. That's really all you can do with tinnitus. I know it's frustrating and it can be challenging, but at the end of the day, that's really the options that are out there at this point. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Go online, getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to make it part of the show if you shoot us an email. And our preferred wellness providers, of course, healthcare providers in your area, I believe the same way we do. Pretty much incredible lifestyle-based care from a preventative side with a great dose of nutrition. Something like cortisol with the adrenal glands, for example, that takes quite a while. It could take 3 to 6 months to get those reset and rebuilt in the proper way. So it's coming up with a game plan, figuring out what your sleep issues are, what the patterns are, and kind of looking into that. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We got Steve in Maine, writes in an email, says, I've been struggling recently with a fungal infection on my toe. Now, the doctor said there's not much you can do. They gave me Diflucan. Well, that's interesting. I can tell you that most, if you're looking for more of a natural type remedy for these kind of things, any kind of fungal related infection, which when you're dealing with that, it can be really kind of just a hassle. You got to handle it internally and also externally. So internally, you can do things like black walnut, wormwood, silver can all be helpful. It's more of an antibacterial, but it can help. But externally, you can soak it 3 times a day in echinacea, warm water, and also put externally wormwood and black walnut in there in the soak, and that can help. A lot of good research behind that. For more of the alternative side, that comes out of Europe. So not more in the States, obviously. But you can look into those as well. You can look that up on the Internet. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. With questions about your health, that's what this show is all about. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. The good news is if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, then you can many times lifestyle your way out, get well, stay well, and live well. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change,
radiation survival,
economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for
solar storms,
nuclear meltdown,
dollar collapse,
skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes,
tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Preparers Vincent Finelli,
Dr. Norman Shealy,
Dr. Joel Wallach,
Matt Stein,
The Freeze Dry Guy,
Missouri Storm Shelters,
Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. That's the truth, isn't it? You lose your finances, you can get them back. You lose your health, and you lose the gift that was given to you for free, number one. And our health was given to us. But maintaining it and the work that it takes, that's up to us. It's the work that we have to do every day. Food for the day is going to be venison. Have you ever had it? It's unbelievable. It's so good. High in protein and iron, yet low in saturated fat. Venison is an excellent source of protein, while unlike most meats, it's lower in fat, especially the saturated. 4 ounces of venison supplies 82% of the daily value of protein at about 2.2 grams of saturated fat. It's also full of iron, so those that deal with iron deficiencies, it can really boost the iron stores. And, of course, in comparison to beef, it is incredible as far as increasing that hemoglobin, which increases the oxygen into the cells. Growing children and adolescents also have increased needs for iron. B vitamins are also included in this that are better for energy and cardiovascular health. Venison is a great source of B12. Giving about 58% of the daily value for this important vitamin, and also other B vitamins such as riboflavin, niacin, and vitamin B6. B12 and B6 are both needed for incredible aspects of our body, especially for lowering homocysteine, which is vital when you're dealing with heart-related issues. So progression of atherosclerosis and, of course, diabetes and heart attack and stroke, homocysteine is associated with osteoporosis. As well, in a recent study, they found that women whose B12 status was deficient also had issues with homocysteine. And so B12 is vital. It's very important. Also for colon cancer and other carcinogenic factors, the riboflavin in venison also can help with migraine attacks and improving energy metabolism in the cells. So if you've got migraines, venison, of course, can help, but it's really the riboflavin that's naturally occurring, this vitamin B2. And it plays an important role in the body for energy production. So it's just really cool. I mean, I just love when you learn about foods, what they can do to the body. We have everything we need in the refrigerator, the freezer, out in the wild. Of course, that's where it starts. But everything we need is in the food that we eat. We just have to get the right kind of food. And many times we just eat so much dead processed food. It's not doing anything for our overall health. We got to make a change. Scripture for the day comes from 1 John chapter 4, verse 11. It says, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another." It's pretty simple, isn't it? You look around and just see the craziness that's going on. Imagine what would happen if you began to just love others. You know, the greatest commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, really? Is it that difficult to do that? I mean, when it comes to your health, we get so angry and bitter at people, so frustrated, and it's just, it amazes me that people can't let things go. They put themselves in chains, and they can't get out. I mean, what's that all about? Let it go. Move on. Deal with whatever you've got to deal with, and move on. Don't hold on to it, but don't put your, because when you hold on to it, not only do you put them in chains and bondage, you put yourself in there. And half the time, when you're mad at somebody, they don't even know you're mad at them. They're holding in. So it gives people cancer. I truly believe that so much of the disease we have today are from emotional parts of our body and what we deal with. Holding on to things, bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, plays a big role. And unless you let that go, nothing's going to change. You got to focus. You got to forgive. You got to let things go. And you got to love people. You just got to just really just love people and stop using the word hate so much. You think about how many times you might use the word, I hate this, I hate that. Don't use the word hate at all. It's the complete opposite of love. And to hate anything, I mean, hate poor choices, hate things that would hurt your family. I understand that. But other people, you might want to rethink when you start saying those words. Words are powerful. They really are. They can make a huge difference in your own health, too. The subconscious mind, the things you say every single day, they matter. Charles, you're next on the show. How can I help?
I had A1C done. It came back that my cholesterol level, I believe it's the LDL, the bad one, is 178. They're looking at prescribing Lipitor for that, but I was wondering if there was anything else that I could do to lower that other than taking the medication.
Well, there are things naturally you can do. I would probably agree with your doctor, though, for a period of time, at 170 or 171 on the LDL, you might want to just, I would just follow what your doc's telling you. One thing I would suggest if you want to bring something up to them is to maybe ask them about the possibility of using Crestor. There's a lot of less side effects, but then again, everybody's different. That's why they'll try different statin drugs to see which one works the best for your body. Now, a natural route, red yeast rice, is where they actually got a lot of the research from the statin drugs from. So that's actually where it started. And that's completely natural. But regardless, if you do a statin drug, make sure you take CoQ10 and ask your doctor about that, okay? Because we know that all the statin drugs deplete CoQ10, which is very heart protective, and you don't want that to be depleted by any means. And so by taking CoQ10, I think in the research study they did on that, it was around 100 milligrams that they did this research on. But ask your doctor. They'll probably give you more of the detail. Just be careful if you end up doing that. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. Remember, whatever you've been diagnosed with, man may give you a diagnosis, but only God can give us a prognosis. The great physician has a prescription for you to live your best life right now.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.